A new study suggests that women who take estrogen after menopause may face an increased risk of breast cancer if they have only a few alcoholic drinks each week. The report is published in tomorrow's Journal of the American Medical Association. But as NPR's Vicky Kuei reports, the link between drinking, estrogen, and cancer is not conclusive.
There are benefits and risks to taking every drug. Taking estrogen supplements can ease the symptoms of menopause and reduce a woman's chances of developing osteoporosis or heart disease. But some studies have also shown that women on these treatments have a slightly higher rate of breast cancer. Since studies show moderate alcohol use may also increase the incidence of breast cancer, researchers have wondered whether drinking even a few glasses of alcohol a week while taking estrogen could explain the higher rate. So Dr. Elizabeth Ginsburg at Brigham and Women's Hospital studied 24 postmenopausal women. Half were taking estrogen supplements. All were given a mixture of vodka and pineapple juice and a placebo drink. Ginsburg measured estrogen levels after each drink.
The levels by 10 minutes had increased almost double. By 20 minutes after the drinking began, the estradiol levels, the estrogen levels had doubled. And by 50 minutes after drinking, or at peak, the estradiol levels had gone up by 327%, actually. So they had gone up over threefold.
What was interesting, Ginsburg says, was women's estrogen levels rose and fell parallel to their blood alcohol levels.
So there was clearly a relationship between the two. There wasn't a significant increase in the estradiol levels after the placebo drink, after the drink that didn't contain alcohol. And we also didn't see any significant changes in estrogen levels in women who were not on estrogen replacement.
But some researchers say while Ginsburg's findings are interesting, they're not really sure what to make of them. Dr. Lynn Rosenberg, an epidemiologist and breast cancer specialist at Boston University, says the problem is there are too many unknowns. While scientists believe estrogen is involved in causing breast cancer, the exact relationship isn't understood. And Rosenberg says while some studies have linked drinking to a higher risk of breast cancer, that evidence also isn't conclusive.
If it could be shown that alcohol has certain effects on estrogen levels, and if it could then be shown that estrogen levels are related to the risk of breast cancer, then the story would be complete. And women could be advised then that alcohol is or is not dangerous with respect to breast cancer risk. But we really don't know. And this article is very interesting, but it really doesn't bring us much further along the path of knowing.
What the study does do, Rosenberg says, is identify clear areas where more research is needed. It's estimated there are nearly 38 million women in this country over the age of 50. About a quarter of them are on estrogen replacement therapy. I'm Vicky Kuei in Washington.